when it was nearly complete, they ran a contest on the naming of the hotel. And a young woman won $10, and her submission was the General Denver Hotel. General Denver was a very famous, prominent citizen of Wilmington. He is the reason why Denver, Colorado is named Denver, Colorado. And he was a Civil War general. He grew up in Wilmington, and indeed his wife and family spent the rest of their lives here, and as a matter of fact, he is buried here at our local cemetery.
Now, I understand that before you and your husband purchased the hotel, it came upon some hard times?
It kind of languished out there empty. It did, and it had gone in and out of business quite a few times even before this latest time, and it was empty, and it had no running water, and the pipes had burst, and the plaster was off the walls. However, I thought that was endearing. I woke up one morning, came back down here, came in again. The gentleman that owned it was here, asked me if I was going to buy his old hotel. I told him I'd really like to, but I didn't think I could. And he said, well, I think you're the perfect person for it. And on a handshake, I bought this hotel. Well, it took us 3 months to have even just one room open.
Wow.
That's how bad it was. And we still don't have all the rooms open. We do have 12 that are open now. And upon completion, it should be 24 plus an owner's suite and a manager's suite.
So when guests come to your hotel and stay there, what kinds of amenities, what kinds of things will they see and will be surrounded with, shall we say?
We're an old historic inn. Obviously, it was completed in 1928. All the rooms are individual. They all have family antiques in the rooms. Comes complete with a full cooked breakfast to order. We also have a full-service restaurant with quite an extensive menu, and everything is homemade. We also have a full-service pub. We also have music two nights a week.
I imagine the hotel has a lot of character due to its age and having the antiques in the rooms and so forth.
It does. It is a one-of-a-kind and very warm. It does feel very European, and it was designed to feel that way.
What other things are there for them to see, for the guests to see and do around Wilmington and around the immediate area?
It is truly a gem. We have a beautiful, you must come see the Murphy Theater. We have quaint shops downtown. Lovely other places to eat. We have Wilmington College, which is a Quaker college, and also has a Peace Resource Center. And we have the Quaker Heritage Center there also. We're just a few minutes from Cowan Lake. We're 25 minutes from Kings Island, and literally a stone's throw, 45 minutes to Cincinnati.
Molly DeLay is co-owner of the General Denver Hotel in Wilmington, Ohio. With a postcard from Clinton County, I'm Steve Hirschberg.